You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. Many big companies, institutions, and cities are promising to use more renewable energy as a way to address climate change. They don't always have the land to build their own solar farms, so developers hoping to fill this surge of demand are looking at Pennsylvania's open spaces, including farm fields, to host rows of solar panels. But State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt reports the growing industry could take some communities by surprise, and they might push back.
So, okay, you walk out here, that whole field's going to be solar panels. You walk over here, this is all solar panels.
Dwight Amos bought his half-acre property in Mountjoy Township near Gettysburg about 10 years ago when he was looking to downsize.
You won't go anywhere on my property and not be affected.
The proposed Brookview Solar Project from Florida-based NextEra Energy would surround his house, he says, like a prison.
I am upset. I mean, I'm 61 years old, and I've been through life and worked hard, and I'm ready to, you know, get ready to retire, and this is uprooting everything.
Amos is part of a group of neighbors fighting the 75-megawatt project that would spread through 26 different parcels and 1,000 acres. Panels would cover about half that area. It's been in the works for a few years, but it came as a shock last December to neighbors who weren't approached for leases.
Well, this nightmare hit. We came back from Florida last year. We had a note on our garage door. That's how we found out initially that this was even going on. We had no clue.
Todd McCausland says he spent at least 1,000 hours this year researching and organizing against the project. He spent 2 hours telling me his reasons it should be denied.
We're going to forever cripple the ability for the township to grow.
He won't tell us what kind of panels they're going to use.
You know, hundreds of deer and all this other wildlife. What if this never gets decommissioned? What if it becomes a solar wasteland?
Local government issues, property values, ecological concerns, the list goes on. Clayton Wood did not see this opposition coming. His family was among the first to lease land to the project, more than 150 acres.
But I think people are just assuming the worst at this point.
Wood is the fourth generation to own his family's farm in Adams County. Though he now lives in New York State, where he manages a dairy, he thinks of Mountjoy as home. His parents still live on the land, and he wants to be able to pass it on to the fifth generation. Over the years, the family has been approached by other developers. One wanted to put in a water park.
I don't want to have to sell it. I don't want to have to pursue development opportunities beyond what we think is purposeful and relevant.
For a long time, agriculture was the relevant use, but Wood says the economics of a small dairy farm just didn't make sense anymore. He says solar does. He can't say how much he's making from his solar lease because of the contract, but the range in Pennsylvania is between $300 and $2,000 an acre per year. Wood says on top of that financial stability, it feels good to be a small part of addressing climate change.
I still feel like we're harvesting something and being stewards of our land resources, which is essentially what farming is.
The fight in Mountjoy is playing out in a long series of hearings before the Township Board of Supervisors, who will decide whether to grant the project a conditional use permit. This is in contrast to how industry watchers say most projects have been developed in Pennsylvania so far. Early projects were small, and they went up without a fuss. But even a 70-megawatt project for Philadelphia, planned in Strabane Township northeast of Gettysburg, won't need a public hearing. The developer is working with the township on permit conditions. And in neighboring Franklin County, the only noise you'll hear about solar is this inverter. The 70-megawatt plant is already supplying power to Penn State. Landowner Glenn Dice says it took 9 years from initial lease to construction, but that's because the developer was waiting for a buyer, not because there was opposition.
I cannot imagine what they could think of that would be negative, because it's planet Earth. We want to preserve it for further generations, and I think this is definitely in that direction.
Solar is a legal use in Pennsylvania, so municipalities have to allow it, but they can restrict things like size and where it can be built.
I'll tell you, internationally, domestically, there are no standards in this segment yet.
Mohamed Raleigh Badisi is a law professor at Penn State who spent years working on energy matters at the U.S. Department of Commerce. He and a team are looking at 2,000 zoning laws from Pennsylvania municipalities to see how they're handling solar. They're about halfway through, and so far, fewer than 100 mention solar. About half that number have regulations for utility-scale projects.
So right there, I think the most important observation is this is still a largely undefined activity in almost every ordinance in the state.
But it's coming. Dan Brockett at Penn State Extension started getting calls from landowners approached by developers about a year ago.
I thought, is this crazy? Is this a scam?
It was true. More than 200 solar plants planned for Pennsylvania were added to the regional electric grid's new services queue this year, and about half of those were added since September. Analysts say it's driven by two things. The price of solar panels has fallen, and developers are getting strong signals from big companies and governments that the world is moving to clean energy. Brockett is still getting calls.
As we get towards the end of 2020, I'm hearing more from neighbors and local government officials who are upset with the prospect of this.
Badisi, the law professor, says developers will lean toward areas with clear regulations to avoid potential lawsuits and save money. So for townships with a lot of open space, there is some urgency.
How do they put a reg on the books that protects the community, but lowers the development costs? So at the end of the day, cheap power is produced, which is what everybody really wants from this. So
Badisi says the whole thing reminds him of Pennsylvania's shale gas boom. It started with land agents securing leases with private landowners, and then suddenly this big new thing was happening in people's backyards. The solar boom could follow a similar arc if the state decides it's too important economically or for climate change goals to leave up to local governments.
It could really blow up to be like a much larger, even like local versus state debate at some point. So a lot of us are watching this wondering which direction it's going to go. We just don't know.
For now, that direction is being decided mainly by rural townships, many of which haven't traditionally hosted energy projects. Each one will soon have to choose whether and how solar fits with its vision of the future. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact Pennsylvania, Mountjoy Township, Adams County.